with Dr. Black. Mickey Mouse calls on your radio.
Welcome to All Things Medical here on Talk Radio 1170 KFAQ with Dr. Jerry Block, published author and board-certified internist with a doctorate in alternative medicine. Now, Doc Block believes that your best health can be achieved through a combination of nutritional, traditional, preventive, and alternative care. And we thank you very much for being along with us here on All Things Medical on Talk Radio 1170 KFAQ here on your Sunday. I'm Jimmy Gerrals, your co-host, and your host, of course, is always Dr. Jerry Block from the Integrations Health Center at 61st and Sheridan here in Tulsa, online at docdocblock.com. And, of course, you can always catch a double dose of Dr. Block here on Talk Radio 1170 KFAQ each Sunday, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Sunday mornings and 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. on Sunday afternoons. Always have great medical information that you can use and news. And great folks that stop by the studio here. And we have a very interesting young man that's in the studio with us today, Doc. And he's kind of a dear friend of yours, isn't he? He's a dear friend of mine, too. He's become a dear friend since I've gotten to know him.
And he will soon be a dear friend of the rest of the world. Although he's made his own mark in the world and still making it.
Working on it, working
on
it.
Your footprints are getting bigger and bigger. Is it a size 11, 12? What are you?
Probably 15.
15? What are you?
15
size shoes, God. Really?
This one's probably 14, 15.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow.
So why don't we introduce, and let me, before that, I want to say, I'm going to quote, the greatest strategy in life is not death, but a life without purpose. Malachi, why don't you introduce our guest?
No. Malachi, he wanted me, you introduce me or I'm introducing you?
Well, everybody knows who you are.
I'm just kidding. No, we're just having fun.
This is a very gross topic.
Malachi Gross. And Malachi is...
And we said gross because gross is German for big, and he has gross feet. 15.
Well, he's very tall, nice.
But he's not gross himself. Okay. He is tall. 6 foot.
Gross profits.
6'8".
Gross profits.
6'7". How are you?
About 6'4", actually.
6'4"?
With these shoes, maybe a little taller.
You stand tall.
Malachi has actually been on the program before, and, you know, I think you've interjected things in the program before. I don't think maybe we have devoted a total program with you as our guest, but I think one of the things I've always noticed about you, Malachi, is you're a tremendously, and of course you just ooze of this. I don't mean it in a gross way. Get it? Gross. But spirituality.
Yes.
That's what you are.
Most definitely.
But we're all spirits.
We are.
Some are better spirits than others.
And it shows.
Some have
on Malachi.
Good spirits. Some have spirits that are giving and so on. And earlier this month, I met part of his spirits.
Really?
Part of spirituality. I met his mother and father for the first time in my life.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
We had to go to Parsons, Kansas to do that.
Yes.
And it was serendipity. And why don't you tell the folks why we went to Parsons?
Oh, we went there to meet, say goodbye to our dear friend, Dr. Gene Day. Actually, that's how you and I met. And got acquainted through Dr.
Gene
Day.
Gene was a mentor of mine.
Oh.
Dr. Day has his theology, his doctorate in theology from ORU many years ago. Uh-huh. And he lived a purposeful life. And it was standing room only when we went to his funeral, and we met his many children. They came from all over the world.
Yes.
His son, Chuck, who is a big
missionary in Africa.
In Africa, in South Africa. 7,000-8,000 people he has. And how Gene would go there once, twice a year and help with his healing ministry. Gene was a healer as well as a theologian. He healed people. No, he never claimed healing anybody. He says the Lord heals.
Yes.
He says that. A very gentle soul. And he's helped hundreds, thousands, tens of thousands of people. And his healing ministry, he told me he had as many as standing room, and it was standing room in 3 acres. So there was 10,000-12,000 people there, and he would heal, like Benny Hinn, hundreds at a time.
Wow. Amazing.
Especially in Africa. I mean, he always would say that in Africa, the people were so receiving. There was a lot of lack for where the areas he was in. So they were able to receive. And one thing about healing that whether a person believes in spiritual healing or not, but even in the Bible, it speaks on faith and having the faith in a person or individual having faith. And, of course, I think more than likely we'll begin to tap on that in this show. You've been a scientist, considered a medical physician, and how that can play a role in how your belief of how you feel personally and how that can change who you are and change your body and being sick.
And don't you think Malachi, faith comes along with passion as well?
That's
Yeah, and that's what Dr. Balkan.
If you have faith, you have passion. Yeah. If you have passion,
you have faith.
In something, but hopefully that passion, that faith includes the Lord. So I was going to say I was trapped in a car with Malachi for 4 hours, but I was given a gift.
Did you have to have any acetaminophen during that trip, Malachi?
Oh, no.
No acetaminophen for I give you a headache? Well, I let him drive.
No, yeah.
Oh, you let him drive?
Yes.
Sort of.
Sort of.
I was commissioned by his family to drive.
I was going
to
say, is Doc a backseat driver?
Oh, he's a very good backseat. He teaches people how to do it.
I bet.
Well, what I taught him is 9, you're fine, but 10, you're mine. I have a son who's a cop.
Yeah, I met your son. Yeah.
And that's what he said. If you're going 9 miles over the speed limit, you're fine. 10 miles,
you're cooking.
Well, depending on the cop. If he had a bad day with his wife.
Or with the friends or
with
whatever.
Friend. Or if so maybe 8 miles office. Or 7 miles or 6 miles
oh,
will get
mercy.
You.
It depends on how young they are here, too, with officers, because you think about it. You've been doing it for 15 years, and you know
yeah.
Oh, slow it down there. I don't want to pull you over and do paperwork.
So we had 4 hours of philosophic talking. I mean,
well, that's a long time.
I couldn't leave the vehicle if I wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, I don't know. Hopefully, you're
it was very enjoyable and very, very knowledgeable. So some of the things we talked about. We talked about the passing of a very, very great man, Dr. Miles Monroe.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. Yes. Very recently, yeah.
I actually had the through Gene Day, he put me on my quest to attend ORU, not necessarily saying you should attend ORU, but just a quick story is I remember going to ORU, Oral Roberts University, and I remember purchasing a magnet, and I was living in Kansas at the time.
Like a refrigerator magnet? Or?
Refrigerator magnet, yeah. And I put it on my refrigerator.
Mm-hmm.
And to let everyone know, this wasn't some big evangelistic or big God-like experience, me wanting to go into the ministry. I'm a business guy by trade and into production and things of that nature. But that magnet was on my refrigerator, and it's really interesting to be with Gene being mentored for a while, moving to Tulsa, finishing school at ORU, and then Oklahoma Wesleyan doing my master's in business. But one thing that was really unique was Dr. Monroe was someone that Gene Day, he is the one that he introduced me to this man.
Oh, okay.
And
there's the continuity with that then.
Yes. This is really interesting. So Dr. Monroe introduced me. I mean, I'm sorry. Gene Day introduced me to him via video.
Oh.
So, hey, he had, and one of Dr. Monroe's biggest messages that he has was on purpose. One of his largest messages was 1991 in Azusa. And I remember, he was speaking on purpose, which you didn't really hear much in the church where people talk about purpose and talk about living a abundant life or fulfilling life. You always hear about going to heaven and things of that nature, not necessarily being able to, express yourself and have a good life and do some things in life. And so he had this, message, and long story short, I go to ORU. And during my final years at ORU, Dr. Monroe hears, and he has people there, of course, at the school, and he hears about some of the work I've done at the time, which was video and camera. Of course, I had a lot of experience doing that. And I got to spend some really quality time with Dr. Monroe, which was really neat. The last thing I remember him saying to me during those days, he was kind of sick, and I was taking him to the school. Okay, so you got this man that's flying on these private jets everywhere because everybody's wanting him all over the the world.
The world,
and,
yeah.
So mm-hmm. I had to get him in my, 2002 Intrepid at the time. It wasn't a big deal, but he was just, and we're walking out and he was like, you know what? I'm built to speak. This is what I do. Regardless how sick I am today, I'm built to speak. And the bird flew away and he was like, just as that bird is flying away, he's built to fly.
Yeah.
You are built to do something. Now imagine.
Yeah.
This guy is telling me this walking out of a hotel. This is not like he's in front of a crowd.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he told you that. He sold thousands and thousands. He's written 69 books.
Yes.
69 books.
Hmm.
And not all of them were religious. A lot of them, actually a lot of what he was being sought after was for his, governmental, type of ideas and policies and getting people
together. Yeah.
Oh yeah. It was really big on that. And, heck, just.
I'm almost like an ambassador inside an ambassador.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you sent me some of his quotes the other day. Mm-hmm. One I quoted already. The other is the wealthiest place in the world are not gold mines, oil fields, diamond mines, or banks, but it is the cemetery. There lies companies that were never started. Masterpieces that were never painted. In the cemetery, there is buried the greatest treasures of untapped potential. There is a treasure within you that must come out. Don't go to the grave with the treasure that's still within.
Wow, that's potent.
That's very potent.
That's very potent.
And we started with that because I wrote an article about the unwritten story.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that started us on a trail about Dr. Monroe.
Which I would want you to elaborate on. This unwritten story, most people see Dr. Block as a physician, and not often do you get from a physician some of the deeper things in life, especially someone that has practiced for 50 years,
mm-hmm.
and you've been through it, and not only that, I'm pretty sure as a physician you've seen a lot of people pass and die, and I think we're to a point where people need to pay attention or more conscious to life and to living and living life on purpose. And, I seen this unwritten story. I mean, what inspired you to write that?
I've been writing this story since I was 3 or 4 years old, since I had a memory to remember things, and I would like it my way. And my way is always a nice way where I'm the winner. I'm the winner. I'm not the villain. My parents said I was a bad child. My teacher said I was a bad child. My counselors in school and at times even the law said I was a bad boy. But I'm really not. I do have a good heart. I really do care. So I started penning my story very early in life that I was a winner. I was a good doer. I was a good boy. I was a good man. I'm a good citizen of the world. And I started that early on. But I really am writing my terminal, I don't like to say my terminal chapter, my final chapter of my life. Gee, after 77 years of having a wonderful life, I've given a lot, I think, to individuals, maybe mm-hmm. contributed a little bit to the world. I've certainly contributed to the population with 17 grandchildren, wow. 3 great-grandchildren, wow. and 8 children. Yeah. I've contributed a little bit.
Yeah.
And a lot to the government over the years.
Well,
because
I'm sure you have.
Yeah. Not a contributor, they just took it.
Yeah.
And they're still taking it. Yeah. But what did I do here? What am I doing here? What's going to happen after the end of this? Sure, we all are going to go to another place. Hopefully that place will be with the Lord. Hopefully that place will be happy. Hopefully that place will be in peace. But there is a legacy that I'm leaving, and I want to leave the world feeling that I've done something worthwhile. I don't have to have a Nobel Prize. I don't have to be the president of Harvard. I just want to make my life meaningful, as did Dr. Monroe.
Yes, and I think on what you just said, most people need to not think about that place of where they're going to go that's peaceful. Or think about that place that's better.
They should not think about that?
No. You got to start it today.
You got to start it today, but you should know there's a better place. I don't want to say a better place or a better place, but there is a place. There's a place here for you now,
yes.
and there will be a place for you somewhere. Not physical place, a mental or better yet, a spiritual place.
Yes. And I think we can, you know, that's one thing Gene Day, Dr. Day told me that I never heard is they would always talk about the kingdom, which also Dr. Monroe would talk about the kingdom. And one thing he would tell me, people would be seeking out this thing that they call the kingdom or the kingdom that would come and all these different deep spiritual things. But I always, it would say that the kingdom is at hand. And one thing that Gene Day would actually speak is that that means you can reach out and grab it. It's yours for the asking. You can have and
it's
do
literally
some
in hand as you stretched out your hand.
And most people don't realize that they are just saving up and just waiting for that day, whatever that day is.
And they do save. They hoard. They hoard
yes.
money that is going to do no one any good. Certainly when they're gone, they can do a lot more with that money giving to charity or giving to the world than putting it in some bank or under the
investment
mattress.
Bankers or whatever. If you just joined us, welcome to Talk Radio 1170 KFAQ here on your Sunday. This is All Things Medical with Dr. Jerry Block from the Integrations Health Center at 61st and Sheridan. Special guest in the studio with us today, Malachi Gross and Dr. Jerry Block and Malachi and me. We're just having a little bit of a spiritual discussion here today.
So Miles also said, death can never kill an idea. Ideas are more powerful than death. Ideas outlive men and can never be destroyed.
Well, it's almost like the pen is mightier than the sword because,
yes.
you know, look at the ideas that have been scribed for thousands of years,
mm-hmm.
you know.
And we don't know who first came up with that idea. Many of the authors of those ideas are lost, but the idea is still around.
No, sure.
So we knew who said that. There's a gravity. God made a gravity, so apples fall. They don't go up. But Newton, who said that, has mutated when Einstein came around. And there's not just Newton. There's Einsteinian physics as well. He also said, every human heart cries and yearns for the same thing, a chance to fulfill his or her own dreams and desires. Even the poorest man has dreams.
Well, sure.
Mm. We can't take that away.
No.
I think, you know, you get into deep religious discussions, and I think we do have to separate religion from spirituality,
mm-hmm.
religion from being alive and knowing you're alive and being free to just be free,
mm-hmm.
not with parameters of saying that you have to do it this way or that way. But then just a person being able to be at peace. I think when we had our discussion yesterday and talking is, I would think I talked a little bit about stress with Doc yesterday. And I'm not sure how many physicians, actually treat stress in terms of saying before you get sick, you can probably start helping your own self with some stress. And we talked about breathing.
That's right.
Yeah,
and
deep
the thing
through
that
the
we
nose.
Talk about, epigenetics.
Yes. Mm. Oh, yeah, that's pretty deep.
Dr. Joel Wallach.
Yeah, he talked about he even wrote a
big,
785 page.
Which I'm reading right now.
Did you get it?
Yeah, I bought it. Yeah.
$22 or?
$25, yeah.
$25?
Yeah. You may have got it for $22. I got it for $25, but that's okay.
He didn't even sign mine. Did he sign
No,
yours?
He didn't sign mine either.
So, but it's molecular biology. Our body is molecular biology.
Mm-hmm.
But also epigenetics, the mind control our biology. The mind controls how, not just we feel, but how our body reacts. The muscles that
tense up or relax.
How our gut works.
Mm-hmm.
How our endocrine system works. Whether we're going to get that cold or not. Whether we're going to get cancer, it is, in some degree, a large degree, a mind thing.
Wow.
Well, and, you know, I mean, let's talk about cancer. I mean, if a person, I met a gentleman here, it's been about 4 or 5 weeks ago. I was getting my hair cut, and this gentleman was walking in the waiting area there, had the greatest attitude, had a smile on his face, was a wonderful guy to talk to. And we talked about a variety of things, kids and weather and all that type of thing. And he was waiting to get his hair cut, but it was running a little bit behind time, so he had to leave. And his wife was with him, and she said, we'll need to come back because he's got to go for his chemo. And I thought, oh, my gosh. And then I asked the hair cutter, I said, does he have cancer? He says, yeah, he has brain cancer. Well, you wouldn't have known that man had brain cancer. And I think he has a tremendous will to live and interact in the world.
And a good faith.
And a good faith, yeah.
So there's a statement I got to make.
There. Okay.
Do we need medicine or surgery or just a faith lift?
Ooh.
A faith lift.
Faith lift.
Wow. Never heard
Is
of that.
Is that from Dr. Monroe or?
No, it's not from Dr. Monroe.
Who's it from?
You
came up with that?
Sort of.
Oh.
Remember, I wrote an article about the mind.
Wow.
You can see on the faith. If
someone
frowns, you can see wrinkles.
Right.
And if you get rid of the wrinkles, you no longer frown inside.
This we talked about when we were talking about sad, you know,
right.
having the seasonal smile. And, yeah.
So this is Dr. Fenty's order, book.
Yes.
That how you think is how you look, but how you look is how you feel. So there is a faith lift that is as good as a face lift.
I like that.
Oh, I think it'd probably that almost is, be better.
Yeah.
Because everyone doesn't need a facelift, but I'll tell you, everyone needs a faith lift. Everyone.
Well, yeah, because there are people that have had horrible burns and their faces are very disfigured, and they have more positive than some of the most beautiful people in the
yes.
world. More positive outlook, I should say.
So we're talking about epigenetics.
Yeah.
Epigenetics. We're born with a set of genes. There's not as many as we once thought, but there's many, many variations on the theme. And thinking can change one's genes. And the literature that came out that you think this way, your gut can produce more GABA.
Mm.
GABA is gamma amino butyric acid. Mm-hmm. It's in the gut. It's in our brain.
Hmm.
It makes us happy or calms us down. And depending on the food we eat or better, the microflora, our microbiome, some of the bacteria make more GABA. The gut is happier. And some of it goes into the brain, and the brain is happier. So if we get good probiotic, if we get good, happy flora, we'll have a good, happy mind and a happier life. And so will your family and your coworkers.
Well, again, you've always talked, and we've talked about this with a couple of other guests, about how many neurotransmitters are in the gut and how much, you know, that is affected by gut health.
Yes, and Dr. Scott Therrell, hopefully he'll be here one of these days again. He was here two or three times.
Yeah.
He is a doctor that specializes in neurotransmitters.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. The book that I read, The Biology of Belief, Bruce Lipton, and he said it wasn't the nucleus but the membranes that means something. Mm. The membranes on the cell. He also wrote Spontaneous Evolution.
Spontaneous Evolution.
Evolution.
Wow.
One of the books he wrote 8 years earlier. The Biology of Belief I read about 2 years ago, and he's a hero of mine. He's a PhD.
What's his name again for our listeners?
Spontaneous Evolution, or his latest, The Biology of Belief.
Huh.
It's not what we believe. It's not what is of what we believe is.
Mm. And what's the gentleman's name again, Doc?
Bruce Lipton, PhD.
Bruce Lipton, yeah, okay.
He's down in California. He came to his realization maybe 10 years ago. He went down to Granada, to teach in the new medical school there, was in a terrible motorbike wreck, and spent 3 months in the hospital thinking about, what am I doing here? Before that, he was in Ann Arbor, Michigan, teaching there at the medical school, and he changed the way he thought, or maybe his biology changed him.
Wow. Amazing. I tell you what, gentlemen, let's take a quick break here for news, and we're going to come back and what a enjoyable first half hour we've had here on All Things Medical with Dr. Jerry Block from the Integrations Health Center here at 61st and Sheridan, and special guest Malachi Gross. And Malachi is a very talented young man, not only in business, but spirituality. And we'll continue our discussion right after the news. Stay tuned to All Things Medical here on Talk Radio 1170 KFAQ.
Hey, do you need more information? Well, you can find lots of it online at DocBlock.com. Or call 918-591-3891. That's 918-591-3891. Stay tuned. More of All Things Medical coming up.
Sometimes the future of medicine can be found in the past, over 100 years in the past to be exact, when Nikola Tesla combined a form of super oxygenated organic hemp oil, known for its abundance in omega-3 fatty acids and anti-inflammatory qualities, with a supercharged form of oxygen that we know as ozone. The result was an extraordinary compound with natural healing properties of oxygen and ozone. It's antiviral, antibacterial, antifungal, and antiparasitic. It can treat numerous skin conditions and hard-to-heal wounds. It's a natural detoxifier that can help strengthen the immune system and accelerate healing. At Trinity Rehabilitation Group, we call it Hemp O3, and we're proud to introduce it to the Tulsa area. To find out more about Hemp O3 and its many health benefits, call Trinity Rehab Group at 918-935-2004 or visit trinityrehabgroup.com. Trinity Rehabilitation Group at Integrations Health Center, 61st and Sheridan on the northwest border.
Care First Pharmacy is going to change your mind about how you think about pharmacy. At Care First Pharmacy in Broken Arrow, they strive to give you a positive experience. Their friendly staff, quick prescription fills, gift selection, and homemade fudge will keep you coming back. Now, a pharmacist is always there to discuss any questions or concerns you might have. And remember, Care First Pharmacy is locally owned and operated and is proud to offer you the same copay without all the wait or hassle. And don't forget, at Care First Pharmacy, compounding is their specialty. So while you're there, ask their expert pharmacist about topical pain cream and hormone replacement options. So why don't you check out Care First Pharmacy in Broken Arrow on Elm and 61st Street in Broken Arrow and be prepared to experience the Care First difference. At Care First Pharmacy, lives depend on a job well done.
There has been much talk lately regarding mammograms and their effectiveness, or lack thereof, in detecting breast cancer. Some suspect that the invasive procedures caused by false positives and the radiation from mammograms can even contribute to the development of breast cancer. Mainstream medicine still stands by them, but despite billions of dollars of research, breast cancer survival rates have changed very little over the last century. Now many doctors are looking at a test that can provide much earlier detection than mammograms. It's called breast thermography. It's based on thermodynamics and thermokinetics, and when it's used in conjunction with other tests, it has the ability to detect cancer up to 10 years earlier. Breast thermography is now available at Integrations Healthcare at 61st and Sheridan. To learn more about breast thermography and how it could help save your life, visit OKThermogram.com.
And we welcome you back to All Things Medical here on Talk Radio 1170 KFAQ here on your Sunday with Dr. Jerry Block from the Integrations Health Center at 61st and Sheridan, online at docdocblock.com, and of course a double dose of Dr. Jerry Block each Sunday with medical information, news, and views that you can use 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Sunday mornings and 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. on Sunday afternoons. A very, very interesting discussion this first half hour. Special guest in the studio with us is a gentleman who actually has been on the show before. We've never had a chance to sit down and really kind of talk to Malachi, and this guy is a very interesting. Malachi Gross. And Malachi, you know, we had our first half hour, and we talked a lot, but we didn't get a chance to really get to know you. Tell our All Things Medical listeners a little bit about yourself.
Well, I would say one of the biggest things that I do and I'm working on currently is probably SuccessThisLife.com, which is a podcast, radio show that actually teaches, or not necessarily teaches, but is exploring true success in life and giving people advice, interviewing people from all over the world.
Success in life?
Success, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, SuccessThisLife.com.
Oh, SuccessThisLife.com if you want to follow along with us.
Yeah, and so you can hear different shows. We'll probably speak here on Rudy Tonzi, who has a book with Deepak Chopra. I have even some other Harvard professors that talk. One of them was a business professor. The blog podcast really focuses on finding your place and your purpose and being able to, and actually giving you tips, on how to do such, not just, monetarily speaking, but just to be happy. And, some of the new things discovering with success, a lot of times we want to reach for something in terms of success and then we'll be happy. But what they're finding is we need to find out and figure out how I can be happy today. And if I can figure out how I can find my place and find my happiness, success then comes. And I believe also you can appreciate it. So
Rudy was on your show.
Oh, I'm sorry, Rudy. Doc. Did have your mic on. Go ahead.
Oh, so Rudy was on your show. And if you don't know who we're speaking of, actually, it's Rudolph Tanzi. So Rudolph
T-A-N-Z-Y.
T-A-N-Z-I. He's a neuroscience at Harvard and Massachusetts General Hospital, and he's the director of genetics and aging research.
Hmm.
And vice chair of the Department of Neurology at Mass General.
But before we go to, along too quickly here, successthislife.com is your website, Malachi. Mm-hmm. Does it cost anything to get this information?
No.
You subscribe or?
Yep, people can go on there and subscribe and listen to the shows. We have all kinds of different things, but most of it goes this way, but also I do a lot of entrepreneurship and talking to different people, entrepreneurs, how they done it, how do they feel about it, and of that nature. But speaking of Rudy, he was also on the show, and one thing about a podcast like that, there's no time frame, and so therefore I can schedule around some very high profile people.
Yeah.
I got a lot of publications and things coming in from out of Chicago to be on my show, and now it's just making the time for it. Besides doing, I'm a marketing consultant, business consultant, full time. So, but that's my love and passion.
And did Dr. Tanzi talk about his book that he co-authored with Deepak Chopra, it was called The Super Brain.
Yes.
And it's the mind-body connection. It's includes how you think, how you feel, how you speak, how you act will change your body. It's epigenetic, will change how your genes react.
Yes. Well, they got a new book. I talked to him, and they have a new book coming out called Super Gene. They have You Are Not Your Brain, which is Super Brain. So you have this Dr. Deepak is a medical physician, but of course most know that he leans a lot towards his spirituality.
Deepak Chopra was huge.
And now he's 65 years old.
Yes.
And he's really thinking a lot more. He was deep in thought about this as a child, he mentioned to me decades ago. And the older you get, the deeper you feel about this, the closer you get to your reality and the closer you get to the end of your story, and you want your final chapter to be a wonderful conclusion.
Well, and also I think as you get older, you're not as cavalier. Quite frankly, I don't think you think you care much about what people think of you as much as you do when you're younger trying to make impressions. So I think it's a rich time in your life, actually.
And people can start sooner.
Yeah, exactly.
In their life and thinking about life and, of course, being happy.
Mm-hmm.
And with this Rudy Tanzi we talked about on the Super Brain, what it talks about is that you are not your brain in the sense that you can actually sit back and say, should I do this? No, I shouldn't do this. And of course, what happens too with the brain, I believe we get into some of the neural pathways and how your how the brain chooses the path of least resistance, you know, and I think we even tapped in a little bit of addiction and all the different chemicals and things that happen into your body. We
and
talked about that on the show.
It's called a connectome.
Yes.
Connectome. Mm-hmm. You've heard that before?
Yes, sir.
How one part of the brain is wired to another. And it's not just the neurons or the neurotransmitters, but the wiring of that brain. And this is fluid. It can change. And you can connect your brain appropriately that when you hear a loud noise, that loud noise isn't something that's going to shoot you down, but that loud noise is something to get your attention that will ring out something true, something deep inside of you.
Hmm.
Most definitely.
And the other noise that we talked about, that noise is called music, chords.
Mm-hmm.
And you and Jimmy were talking about the chords and how it literally strikes the chords to your heart.
Yeah.
Your ethereal, spiritual heart.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Which means that most people should definitely have music in our life. Most definitely. And that can actually help soothe, help make your day better. You almost, I would say, make that a part of your day.
I can't imagine a day without music.
Oh, man.
A day without music is...
Day more, without sunshine.
It's more awful than it was. Was it last Sunday? It snowed?
Yeah, yeah.
That was a day without sunshine.
Yeah. But, you know, Malachi is a musician. I'm a musician as well. We were talking about chords and the structure of chords. And go into a little bit about what we started to talk about there.
Oh, yeah, on the chords. One thing about being a musician, And especially whenever you go from percussion. Percussion is very, you have tones in percussion.
Mm-hmm, sure.
World percussion, which we were talking about, has way more tones than if you would stay.
And sounds. And
different sounds that are really cool. But one thing about chords, especially if you play the keys or the piano, and you have major chords and minor chords, and on a minor chord, if you don't resolve it, it can actually make you,
tense.
It makes you tense.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's what Thelonious Monk was so great at. You know?
Yes.
Yeah.
Most definitely. Yeah. And so, but at the same time, if you have certain chords in your life that, chords that you play, it can actually soothe. It can soothe the soul, soothe the mind.
And there's music especially designed for that.
Sure.
Very...
Stephen Halpern. We
Stephen Halpern,
him on,
right? Yeah.
On the show a couple of years ago.
Yeah. Exactly.
And in Success is Life, what I like to do is give people tips, direct advice. I would always ask my guests, whether it's Tenzi, Robert, there's another guy that was his name. He's also a Harvard business grad, and he wrote a book, What You Are Really Meant to Do. And this is coming from a Harvard professor that was the chairman of Goldman Sachs.
Wow.
And he actually went to KU in Kansas. So...
That's amazing, these great brains, and it's really dealing with something that's so simple, but we make it complicated to get there.
Most definitely.
Yeah.
And the more you interview those people, and especially ones that's made it, there's another guy named, he was on The Secret, and he tells the story of how they didn't know what
The Secret, Rhonda Barnes, who wrote the book, The Secret, or The Secret of The Secret.
I had a guy on the show from The Secret, and it's a really cool story where they didn't know it was going to be a big phenomenon like that. They just sit down and talk about what they've done and recorded it, and then they finally seen the same thing. It went on Oprah, and it
went
exploded.
Ballistic. Yeah,
Joe Vitale.
Yeah, Vitale.
Vitale was on my show. I still have a connection with Joe, who is, if you sit there and talk to a person like that, he really has a genuine heart to make people feel good about themselves and to start, like we were talking earlier in the show, is thinking positive and thinking about what you want to do and not to just keep running on and on. But there was something I watched recently, and it was Denzel Washington. If you watch it on YouTube, you look up Denzel Washington on YouTube, and he had a message, and he talked about how he was blessed to do what he has done and make hundreds of millions of dollars.
Oh, sure, yeah.
But
great
phenomenal. And what he said was, he talked about dreams, and he was saying dreams are dreams, but with dreams you have to have goals. Mm-hmm. And of course, he began the story talking about, of course, being blessed in God and things of that nature. But he said, you have dreams. And then with those dreams, you have to have goals. And he said, also with those goals, in order to meet them, you have to have discipline and consistency.
Mm-hmm.
And as he began to say that, it just started beating me up because it's like, God, I haven't been consistent enough.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, having
and
that
that's
discipline.
Life, too. I mean,
it is.
Family
well, some,
life. Family.
Some people feel, I just show up and the world will unfold. Always the better. And if you believe that, I'm a bridge to sell you in Brooklyn.
Yeah, but you do, though. You take people in as your patients, though, Doc. I mean, you're not your typical contemporary physician.
I should be a doctor, but I'm now becoming a philosopher, talking to people like you, Jimmy, and talking to Malachi.
Well,
knowing people like Dr. Tanzi or your connection with Dr. Monroe or our friend who passed earlier this month, Dr. Jane Day.
I think it's been all throughout history that first you have to, if you want something or you want to do something in life, if you really think that you're sick, how about this, Doc? If a person's sick or they think they're sick or they want to be sick, whatever it is.
They will be sick.
They will be sick.
And if you think you're going to get cancer, you're going to get cancer.
I can so believe
that. Oh, I believe that. Yeah.
And if you think you're here and be healthy, you'll be a lot healthier, live longer, feel better, and do a lot more for the world.
Mm.
You know, one of the tips, there's a lady that I'm looking that we're chatting back and forth, Dr. Rami, and she's also a neurologist, and she about died because she was working herself to death. And I mean, she has an amazing story. She's also online. She's going to be on the show. And now she's teaching meditation medicine. And actually, wow, all the science is turning and coming out about how you can actually apply meditation. And some of the secrets to the stars on how they have such high achievement is through meditation. Mm. Some of them use transcendental, and there's all kinds of different methods.
There's different forms of that, too.
Of meditation.
So, again, so people want to hear your podcast. Where do they go? How do they find it?
SuccessThisLife.com, or, of course, you can go to the iTunes store and look up Life Innovation, Success.
So you're
Life.
On iTunes.
Yeah, Stitcher. Yeah, it's out there.
He's got all these contemporary websites.
Well, he says
websites.
That I need to be on iTunes, Malachi's too.
Yeah, it's cool. Well, one thing about getting there strategically is you can reach the world and make a difference to the world. And you know what's crazy about those podcasts? Like, some of these people out there that are doing something a little different than me, and they talk about business. One of the top guys, I think his name is John Dumas, and he has a show called EntrepreneurOnFire.com. And he posts his monthly revenues, and I think his this past month revenue was $253,000from so many
people.
Well,
and you know, you got to realize too that that subject is very popular, because look at the Shark Tank, one of the most popular shows on television.
Yes.
People love to see someone walk in with ideas, and obviously they're presenting the ideas to these panelists who is going to give them money. But that's intriguing to people.
Yes.
And you can say, I can do that.
Yes. That's what's great about today in today's world. You know, so many people are in the dark ages, or dark ages as in themselves, and, oh, woe is me, woe is me.
I was dealt a bad hand.
Yes. And you know, I'll tell you today, it, mark my word, people think it's crazy, but I'll tell you, it's the best day to be alive for most of us. It's the best day to be. There's so much that we had to worry about. Tuberculosis. I mean, you couldn't get the flu. People are dying at 40. And, you know, you're old and you died at 50.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's so much opportunity and so many good things happening. Heck, I would even much as say that as we hear all the negative stuff that's constantly going on, even though there's a thing that I always say, and it's proven the captivity of negativity, for every one positive thing in our life, for every five negative things, or every one negative, it takes five positive. For every one negative.
Oh, yeah.
It takes five positive reactions to counter that. And it's something about that, caveman, way about us that, you know, we want to protect ourselves, protect what we have, and just put up all our guards and just feel the fear of life.
Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of science. You sent me that article by Mark Fulcher from Basel, Switzerland. And this is where they first started doing with mice.
Yes.
And how the mind can program the genes to produce good, healthy protein or unhealthy protein, and how we can do it ourselves. And they did a game called MindFlex on human, and you can change by biofeedback how your mind flexes, and you can grow muscles, you can make your gut work better, you can get a good night's sleep. There's so much to that, and it's now becoming science rather than theory, although there's a lot of naysayers, and they say, oh, that's junk science, but it really isn't.
Yes, well, one thing about science, and I think about this, you being a scientist, is that science is one thing that has to be proven. And you do this, my father-in-law's a scientist, and he talks about one scientist is not what it comes down to. It comes down to what he says, and then it's tested. And then it's tested, and then it's tested, and then it's tested over and over and over again before it's, I would say, proven.
That's real science. Medicine is really not a science.
Mm.
It is an art based on science.
Oh,
say
okay.
That.
Wow,
I
like that.
And we give the credentials
art
calling it
science.
Medical science, but it's not.
Mm.
Wow, I've never
There's
heard
There's double-blind
that
studies. I used to think it was an art based on a science, but really it's a science or a pseudoscience based on an art.
Well, and you know, for the people that would say it's pseudo. And some things may be pseudo. But at the same time, I believe that what helps somebody helps somebody. Can you imagine a world where everyone believed all the same thing?
No.
Everyone done the same thing? Everyone looked the same way?
Right.
That's monotonous.
Yeah. looked like the old Charlie Chaplin movie, Modern Times or something, you know? Malachi Gross is our special guest here in the studio. Again, you can go to his website. Some of the subject matter we've been talking about here is successthislife.com. Of course, Dr. Jerry Block in the studio with us, too, from the Integrations Health Center at 61st and Sheridan.
But one shouldn't be one-sided. There's many facets of a good, healthy, and abundant life. Exercise, a balanced diet, sleep, stress reduction, all improves our bodily function, and it really does it through genetics, or really epigenetics, how our genes can be modified.
I'm teaching my kids this now. They're 4, 6, and 8, and I'm starting young with teaching them about, because I believe that, one, they cannot and will not be stopped if they learn how to, one, remain fully aware and in control as much as you can be. You're going to have problems. You're going to feel stressed.
And kids will be kids.
And kids will be kids. Yeah. But I'll tell you, if I can teach them, they know right now that we have breathing time. And anytime something's happening, and of course we have breathing times with their mom.
So are you telling people how your kids how to be warriors and not warriors?
I want them to be warriors. And, you know, I'm teaching them a lot of those things.
Warriors, not warriors.
Well, that's an article that came from New York Times Magazine. Warriors and warriors. And how it is the specific stimulation of our neurotransmitters, dopamine, adrenaline, norepinephrine. And we talked about my friend called COMT.
Yeah, COMT. Yeah, we've talked about that a couple of weeks.
O-methyltransferase that has to do the breakdown of these activated amines. Again, dopamine, adrenaline, norepinephrine. And too much of that makes one a warrior. Too little of it makes one a worrier.
Yep.
So we can change our COMT levels. And I mentioned, and I heard it when Dr. Bergson was here, we talked about COMT and how COMT also works on the adrenaline, but also our hormones that we produce
Our
gonads, how it makes estrogen and testosterone and what that does to our body.
Which actually you do quite a bit on helping people with at your practice.
Yeah, and we do that. And we're very, very, you know, we do genetic. We had Dr. Ben Whiffen on a couple weeks ago. He's a Harvard graduate, and he now specializes
from Iverson's,
and how we can do very easily a little swab on the and paid for by most insurances, Medicare, and see how they modify these neurotransmitters, how they can get more COMT or less COMT, and what that does to the body, as well as how other things go. We talked about the P450 cytochrome system. Dr. Bergson mentioned that cytochrome is a color. P stands for a protein, and the width is a 450, so it's called P450 system.
So what does that mean in terms of layman's terms? Because I get it, and I get the science behind it, and this is what I do on my show, is like
break it down to them so they can use it. Everybody's an individual. One size does not fit all. Don't treat Jimmy this way and Johnny that way.
Right.
Let's find out what Jimmy is really made of. Not necessarily what he's made of, but how he works. What makes Sammy run? And it's their neurotransmitters or the enzymes that modifies the neurotransmitters if you have too much. And they did a study recently on GABA. GABA is a hormone that comes from the intestine and also the brain. And if you have the microbiome, a good gut, and it's called something fragilis is the name of the good, happy flora in the gut. If there's a lot of those there, it makes more GABA, and the GABA goes to the brain, and GABA fits in the same receptor that Valium sits or drugs like Xanax sits, and it makes people happy. To have more GABA makes people happier. And one could buy GABA.
Oh, sure. You can supplement with GABA.
750, 1,500, 3,000 milligrams. And it does, in 6 out of 10 people, make people feel better. We give it before they go to sleep. If some people's mind go 24-7, and GABA is a relaxing hormone, it's very, very safe. You can't overdose with GABA. You give it before they go to bed, and their mind gets turned off, they get a relaxed mind. A relaxed mind will let the person sleep, and then they say in sleep, we regenerate.
Big time. Everything gets rebuilt. Yeah.
But it has to do with, you know, warriors have more estrogen, they have more testosterone, but not the right amounts at the right time. It's the warriors have much more of this, and they don't need it at some times, but they do need it at others.
Mm.
There's a time to fight and fly. There's also a time to relax, recoup, regroup.
You know what it makes me think of whenever you talk about that is a Navy SEAL can have so much control, especially with fear, but over the worry, they've trained so hard that they have the ability to do some things that most people can't do besides the training of going into battle, dropping literally out of the sky.
It's almost like brainwashing themselves. Once again, what they've talked to themselves about. Program themselves.
God, you drop out of sky into an ocean.
Well, the guys that went over to take Osama bin Laden and all that. I mean, I couldn't do that.
Oh, most people couldn't do it. Not even from the militant side.
Yeah.
It's not that side. It's a Tiger Woods type of thing. What I mean is, like, he wins that game because of the fact that he's mentally prepared.
That's right.
To actually do it.
And visualizing that he's doing so. And
most definitely. And so, one thing I would tell your audience for sure, 100%, you can make some of these things work for you. And a lot of it begins with.
So one doesn't have to be a Navy SEAL. One doesn't have to be a Tiger Woods. There's a tiger in each one of us.
Mm-hmm. Most definitely.
There's a Navy SEAL on each side of one of us. And also beautiful composers of music and art and all that kind of thing.
But some people have more of the art and the music than others.
Well, sure.
Some just have to think about it. As hard as I try, I could not. I'm tone deaf.
Well, but if you're a welder, you're an artist, and, you know, there's all kinds.
You're definitely an artist with medical practice.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the art based on the science that I thought.
I tell you what, gentlemen, we're going to have to wrap up our time here. Very informative and rewarding hour we've spent here with Malachi Gross. His website is, what is the website again?
SuccessThisLife.com.
SuccessThisLife.com. Of course, Dr. Jerry Block from the Integration Cell Center. And we'll have to do this again.
Can we invite him again?
Yeah, I think he's welcome here, don't you think?
You know, I just had a quick, I remember what Dr. Day would do at your practice, and we might think about something like that because, you know, I think it's amazing to think that you can go into your practice and get fit, if somebody's sick, to get well. But then if they're dealing with any other beliefs about themselves and changing their
beliefs. A good doctor doesn't treat the disease. It treats the disease within the patient.
Yes.
And all that entails. And their beliefs make a big difference whether we go to the left or to the right.
And disease is dis-ease.
You're dis-eased.
You've been listening to All Things Medical with Dr. Jerry Block from the Integrations Health Center at 61st and Sheridan here in Tulsa. If you'd like some more information, go online to docblock.com or call Dr. Jerry Block's office at 918-591-3891. Now stay tuned for another session of All Things Medical coming up at 1 o'clock this afternoon here on Talk Radio 1170 KFAQ.
All Things Medical, Dr. Block is on the air.